Tom Carkleman, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be windy with a mixture of frozen precipitation, including maybe 1 to 3 inches of snow. Temperature is going to hold in the low to the mid-30s today, but the winds will kick up to 40 miles per hour, as a possibility maybe even higher gusts. In Kenosha right now, 31 degrees, 29 in Burlington, Milwaukee 30, 31 in Racine. A winter storm warning in effect for all of southeast Wisconsin from about mid-morning into Tuesday. At this point, the forecast is calling for the possibility of several inches of snow, as well as freezing rain, plus you throw in the strong winds into the mix. The storm warning has local public works and highway crews all ready to launch a response. They've been tracking this system for the past several days. Salt-loaded trucks are all set to go. Snow-clearing equipment is also ready. And law enforcement, once again, putting out the reminder early, reduce your speeds for the conditions as they appear. Provide enough braking distance to the vehicle in front. Getting home after the Christmas weekend has become a huge headache for thousands of people, and it's only going to get worse. More than 1,500 flights canceled around the country Sunday, 6,000 or so others delayed due to the weather. The big winter storm system that slammed the Southwest and the plains the past few days now impacting the Midwest with the snow and the ice and the freezing rain, and that's going to mean more delays and cancellations likely at airports that'll include O'Hare, Midway, and Mitchell International. Well, Green Bay Packers fans have reasons to be concerned, if nothing else, after Sunday's what-was-that loss to the Arizona Cardinals.
They're very good. We play poor, and it starts with me, because when a team plays poor, the head coach coaches poor. But with that, it's a 15-game, season to this point. We have the opportunity to play, our division opponent there in Minnesota, and we'll go out and win the game.
That's head coach Mike McCarthy joining quarterback Aaron Rodgers and stating the obvious, not much went right against the Cardinals yesterday. Police in Mount Pleasant dispatched to the 1600 block of Richard Avenue in Lake Park just before 7:30 last night. Some kind of a disturbance that ended up in a man being tased. No details have been released thus far, but within a matter of minutes of that dispatch call, an officer on scene said that one person had been taken into custody. An ambulance was also being requested, as well as a supervisor. The Racine County Sheriff's Department responding as backup on that call. With all the holiday events that are taking place, it's a good bet there's been evidence and will continue to be evidence of domestic violence in parts of Wisconsin, the Midwest, and the rest of the country. Emily Barnes with Madison's Domestic Abuse Intervention Service says the numbers literally stun people who otherwise are oblivious or ignore it.
We know that nationally 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men will be affected by domestic violence at some point in their lifetime. Those are just the reported numbers. The national estimate is only 1/4 of domestic violence cases are ever reported to law enforcement.
She says the holidays can be very emotional, very stressful. That oftentimes leads to violence. Teachers, community officials, the public have all brought it up at one time or another, concerned about student behavior and school climate, for which Racine Unified Administration is going to be reporting a 3-year strategic plan to the Board of Education next month while incorporating successful efforts to date. Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion telling the board recently about data review of programming over the past several months, as well as having done some surveys and listening sessions at schools for each of the grade levels.
Where we did a SWOT analysis at each school, looking through the lens of those programs. So we addressed the staff, allowed them to give us feedback based on what's working, where the weaknesses are, where the opportunities lie, and then what things that we can build on as that poses threats to the school.
Dr. Gallion talking about positive feedback so far with programs being implemented at the elementary, middle, and high school levels. Mental health and special education, two glaring issues in the review, according to Gallion, who will include both in his January report to the board that will address, again, a 3-year strategic plan on student behavior and school climate. Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee becoming much more popular for business and leisure travel based on figures over the past year. A Milwaukee-based consulting company looked at the air travel habits of some 400 residents in southeast Wisconsin and northern Illinois who flew 2 or more round trips over the past 12 months, and the results included Mitchell as the airport of choice for 95% of flights on business, 82% of flights for personal travel taken by folks in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington counties, 53% business travel, 61% personal travel among people living in counties south and west of the airport, including Racine and Kenosha. With the four northern Illinois counties that border Wisconsin, almost twice as many indicated they have flown out of Mitchell at least once in the past year, 18% up to 35%. And a news release says that the average airfare at Mitchell Airport lower than 63 of the top 100 airports around the country. A man in Racine who buys foreclosure homes, lives in them while fixing them up for future use, has a parking restriction problem for a property on Yount Street that he took to the City Traffic Commission and for which he got a positive recommendation but has to wait on the Common Council. Tom Hoagland said the restrictions on Yount and Jupiter Streets are because of the nearby school and the neighbors don't want any change because of past student problems, but he needs parking out front for that corner property.
Most of the driveways, they have the garage in the back. My garage was designed in the front, all right? I've got enough room that I can pull a car in, and it's full. And it's wide enough for two cars. So I have one car that I pay for registration and insurance on, but I have no place to park it. That's my issue.
A motion to create a parking space on Jupiter by moving signage was supported by the panel, though anybody could still park there, something acceptable to Hoagland, who needs to hear the final okay from the full council on January 4th. Watchdog groups in Wisconsin opposing a GOP legislative leadership effort to exempt the text messages of elected officials from the state's open records law.
This is a new concept that they invented, I think, out of whole cloth to try once again to keep the public from knowing the business of state government. And it's just utterly ridiculous and ought to be rejected out of hand.
That's Jay Eck with the group Common Cause, noting texting didn't appear till 1981, but it maintains that the intent of the law change is quite clear. Republican leadership in the legislature says text messages are classified as transitory communications, don't need to be archived as public record. The Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council agrees with Heck and Common Cause. And members of Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson's staff are going to be in the area this Wednesday. The senator's mobile office, allowing constituents to meet with staff members to request assistance with any federal agency or regarding any federal matters. Staffers will be available at the East Side Community Center on Douglas Avenue in Caledonia from 1:30 till 2:30 p.m. on Wednesday of this week. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are there in podcast form. Just go into the local news section. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.